Thank you for being there this morning, and welcome to this, for some of you, the whole day, a whole day conference, which is entitled Imaging War, Mediating Conflict, Recent Aesthetic Investigations. And so we decided to bring in an important historical component to this conference, and actually, this part of the conference was co-organized with Matthew Hunter, and so we thought it important to deal with what we can call the long 18th century. And so this is part of an overall theme that we've developed this year at Media at McGill, which has to do with media, war, and conflict. And this is part of a larger five-year program where Media at McGill is dealing with questions of media and democracy. And so this morning we have three speakers, and we're very pleased that Jonathan Sachs have actually accepted to chair this panel. And so I'm going to briefly introduce him, and then he's going to briefly introduce also the speakers. So Jonathan Sachs is Associate Professor in the Department of English at Concordia University. He specializes in British literature of the 18th and 19th centuries, with a particular focus on the uses of antiquity in forging literary and political modernity in Britain. He is the author of Romantic Antiquity, Rome in the British Imagination, 1789-1832, which appeared at Oxford University Press in 2010. He is now working on a new book-length study of cultural decline, which seeks to explain anxieties about decline in connection with three other major features of late 18th century: the development of political economy, the rapid expansion of print media, and the emergent fascination with runes. So the book uses each of these categories to raise questions about how changing conceptions of progress and decline can help to index new Enlightenment and post-Enlightenment ways of understanding time and historical experience. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Jonathan to come forward, and then he'll proceed with the introduction of the speakers. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks very much, Christine. Thank you all for coming. Thanks especially to Christine for that introduction. I feel like I've gotten a free advertisement for my work without having to present a paper. So it's a special treat. I'll introduce all three of our speakers today, and then the order in which they'll be I'll introduce them in the order in which they'll be speaking. So our first speaker today will be Brian Cowan, who holds the Canada Research Chair in Early Modern British History and is an associate professor in the Department of History and Classics here at McGill University. He's the author of The Social Life of Coffee, The Emergence of the British Coffee House, Yale University Press, 2005, and the editor of The State Trial of Dr. Henry Sacheverell, 2012. And he also co-edits the Journal of British Studies with Elizabeth Elburn for the North American Conference on British Studies. Brian has published numerous articles and essays on the history of the public sphere in early modern Europe, and his additional publications on the history of early modern taste have ranged from studies of art auctions and connoisseurship to gastronomy and food writing. Recently, Brian was a visiting fellow at the University of Texas Institute for Historical Studies. He'll be our first speaker today. Speaking second will be Holger Hock, and I will be impersonating him because, unfortunately, his flight was canceled and he's unable to join us. This represents another big step up for me because he's a very accomplished speaker. Holger is the J. Carroll Admonson Professor of British History at the University of Pittsburgh. He previously taught at the universities of Liverpool and Cambridge, and at Liverpool he directed the Interdisciplinary Research Center on 18th Century Worlds. He's held fellowships at, among other places, the Library of Congress, the New York Public Library, Corpus Christi College, Oxford, and the Institute of Advanced Study in Constance, the Huntington Library, and the Library Company of Philadelphia. Among his major publications are The King's Artists, The Royal Academy of Arts and the Politics of British Culture, 1760 to 1840, published by Oxford in 2003 and paperback 2005, and Empires of the Imagination, Politics, War, and the Arts in the British World, from London in 2010. He's currently at work on a history of the practices and representations of violence in the American Revolutionary War. Our third speaker will be Douglas Fordham, who joins us from the University of Virginia, where he's Associate Professor of Art History. He's the author of British Art and the 7 Years' War, Allegiance and Autonomy from 2010, and the co-editor of Art and the British Empire from 2007. His current project is titled Copper and the Creation of the Modern State, and it investigates the shared material basis for colonial diplomatic exchanges, naval transport, painting on copper, intaglio, printmaking, sculpture, coinage, and the national currency from 1500 to 1800. So please join me in welcoming all of our speakers, and a special thank you to Brian Cowan, who will be going first.